This Govinda Lilamrita is composed by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He is also the author of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Currently, we are studying Chapter 8, The Midday Pastimes, and today's section is called Dhanishta Describes Krishna to Radharani. Before attempting to do this recitation, I must remember my two favorite mantras, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Namaiva Kevalam. Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The particular translation of this book I am using is by my departed godbrother, Kushakarta Das. Tulsi Devi then arrived at the assembly of gopis. Placing Lord Krishna's Gunja necklace and two champaka flowers in Lalita's lotus hand, she happily narrated all that had occurred. Lalita took the beautiful Gunja necklace and champaka earrings, which had both become wonderfully fragrant by the touch of Lord Hari. She happily placed them on the ears and breasts of her dear friend, Srimati Radharani. Touching the earrings and necklace, Srimati Radharani felt the touch of Lord Krishna's transcendental body. Touched by him, her lotus eyes blossomed wide open. She began to tremble, and her bodily hairs stood up. Although she yearned to immediately go to meet him, she was stunned in ecstasy and could not even move. When the intelligent gopis awakened her, sober Srimati Radharani at once spoke the following crooked joking words to them. O dear-eyed gopis, look before us if you wish, and see the black deer of Krishna captured in the trap of Shaivya's cunning words. All of you are as strong as elephants. You should all try to rescue this black elephant Krishna, who has fallen into Chandravali's snare. An intelligent person does not act rashly, thoughtlessly, or whimsically. Rather, one considers the situation soberly and then acts to obtain the desired result. O my friends, all of you please consider how to rescue our Krishna. Lalita then said, if Lord Hari does not meet us at the rendezvous, then your prediction will have become true. If Shaivya and her friends steal our Krishna, then our going to meet him will become a source of great embarrassment for us. Hearing these words, Srimati Radharani yearned to associate with the seemingly inaccessible Krishna. Srimati Radharani then said, My dear harsh husband, my mother-in-law Jatila, and my powerful enemies such as Nananda and Padma lurk in this forest of Vrindavan. Aside from them, during the daytime, Lord Krishna is constantly surrounded by his cowherd boyfriends. How will it be possible for me to cross these obstacles and meet my lover, Krishna? Within her agitated mind, Srimati Radharani thought, I am so unfortunate. Today it is not very likely that I shall cross all these impediments and meet my lover, Krishna. At that moment, however, an auspicious sign became manifested before Srimati Radharani. She then said, I can understand that nearby on Govardhan Hill is a wonderful person, as strong as a cow and filled with transcendental virtues. At that moment, Srimati Radharani felt a twitching sensation. She felt this sensation in her left thigh, breasts, arms, and eyes, indicating that the auspicious meeting with her lover Krishna was now imminent. Noticing these auspicious signs, Srimati Radharani became filled with joy. Her mind became drowned in thoughts of her deep love for Lord Krishna. She thirsted to hear about her heart's beloved Lord Krishna. At that moment, she saw Dhanishta approaching. Seeing Dhanishta so happy at their meeting, Srimati Radharani thought she must have been sent with a message from her heart's beloved Lord Krishna. Considering this, Srimati Radharani became agitated. With various sentiments of ecstatic love, and her thoughts repeatedly anointed with the desire to hear about Krishna, using various clever pretexts to ask about Krishna, she spoke the following words. O my friend, please tell me, how has this forest of Vrindavan become so suddenly filled with the beauty of spring? Please tell me, who is this cowherd prince now standing before us? O my friend, springtime sweetness bears the mark of all beauty and opulence. This sweetness is filled with hordes of chubby bumblebees, drawn to the nectars of various blossoming flowers. This springtime, sweetness reverberates with the charming conversations of the cuckoos. This springtime, sweetness inflames the amorous desire of the young gopis. O my friend, the sweetness of Lord Krishna is full of all beauty and opulence. This sweetness attracts the bumblebees, who are drawn by the garland of forest flowers worn by the Lord. The sweetness of Lord Krishna reverberates with his clever, charming speeches and the pleasing melodies of his flute. Lord Krishna's charming sweetness inflames the amorous desire of the young gopis. Dhanishta then replied, Who is able to describe the glory of spring? My friend, simply by seeing the beauty of spring, one becomes agitated by hosts of amorous desires. Who is able to describe the beauty of Lord Krishna? Simply by seeing him, you have become agitated by hosts of amorous desires. The peak of Govardhan Hill is very splendid and beautiful. It is formed of multicolored minerals. The rustling sounds of the bamboo growing there reassure the worried cows. It reassures them that streams of drinking water flow nearby. The tumultuous sounds of the birds and other creatures provide a pleasant environment. The peak of Govardhan Hill provides nourishment for all the Surabhi cows. It provides the young cows and boys with a pleasant place to sport and play. Lord Krishna, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, is splendidly handsome. His limbs are colorfully decorated with various mineral pigments. He carefully protects the Surabhi cows and takes care that they are properly nourished by eating the fresh grasses. Krishna loudly plays the buffalo horn bugle. He performs many jubilant childhood pastimes. Krishna's sweet flute playing reassures all the Surabhi cows, who are all afraid that King Indra may again try to inundate Vrindavan with torrential rains. By drinking the nectar of Dhanishta's puns, her humorous play on words, Srimati Radharani became intoxicated. In order to obtain a clear description of the activities of her lover Krishna, Srimati Radharani conversed with Dhanishta in the following way. Where are you going now? I am going to see you. For what purpose? To relay some news to you. What is the news? The news is about Sri Krishna, the moon of Vraja. So what is the news about Krishna? Dhanishta continued. The news is that Sri Krishna has become completely crushed by the darkness of ignorance spread by his enemy, the demigod Cupid. Although Krishna was alone and unarmed, and although Cupid was accompanied by many followers and armed with dangerous weapons, still, angry Krishna, armed only with his transcendental bodily sweetness, easily defeated the demigod Cupid. Rati's husband, Cupid, is now hurling torrents of flower arrows, bumblebees, cuckoos, spring breezes, and other dangerous weapons at Sri Krishna in the forest by Radhakund. Sri Krishna wished that you come at once to aid him in the battle. Your lover Krishna has now fallen into great danger by the force of destiny, and only your association can deliver him. Please quickly go to him. If you are not callous and ungrateful for the many times he has protected you in the past, when you are present, Sri Krishna can easily bewilder Cupid. And when you are not present, even though Sri Krishna enchants the entire universe, he cannot protect himself from the bewilderments of Cupid. Decorated with many ornaments, Lord Hari sits on the couch of flowers in Radhakund's grove, which is filled with humming bees and singing cuckoos. Krishna wonders whether you will come. He yearns for you to come. He constantly talks about you. Although he is the most powerful hero, he has lost all composure. Being tortured by the cruel Cupid. My dear saintly friend, handsome Lord Hari is now waiting in the grove by Radhakund. His complexion is the color of a fresh rain cloud, and his exquisite garments are the color of gold. He wears glistening, sharp-shaped earrings and a garland of golden utica flowers. His body is anointed with attractive kumkum, and his wide-open eyes are like fully blossomed lotus flowers. As Lord Hari waits for you on the path, he plays the flute, and the sound of his flute creates a windstorm. And that windstorm makes the blades of grass of the gopis' hearts and eyes repeatedly rise and fall. Lord Hari is repeatedly splashed by the tidal waves of the nectar ocean of your splendid beauty, and he has now become caught in the powerful whirlpool controlled by the deity Cupid. My dear moon-faced girl, please pour the flood of all your talent on the supremely talented Lord Krishna, who is the killer of Bakasura. Offer your youthful beauty to the youthful and handsome Lord Krishna. Direct your thirst for romantic love upon the sublimely romantic Lord Krishna. Offer some of your garments to the impeccably dressed Lord Krishna, so that he may wear them as a disguise. All these items are meant for Lord Krishna's service. Give them to him. That is their proper use. O beautiful Radharani, your lover Krishna is overwhelmed with love for you. Defeated by the powerful Cupid, your Krishna is on the verge of complete collapse. Please quickly go to him and save him. And that ends today's reading of the Sri Govinda Lilamrita, to be continued next week. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.